Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest. Since 1958, we've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small. From top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Writers Toolshed. It's just Richie today and we're going to try something a little bit different and something a little bit new, but I think it's something you'll hopefully enjoy. Before we crack on though, I just wanted to mention a couple of giveaways you can enter to win some very awesome fantasy books. The first is of Metal and Magic Publishing's Lord of the Rings bundle, which has the trilogy plus The Hobbit as well. And I'm also running a giveaway on my own blog celebrating all things sword and sorcery. In that bundle, you can win The Fifth Season by N.K. Jemisin, which won the Hugo Award in 2016, The Blade Itself by Joe Abercrombie, and The Last Wish, which is book one in the Witcher series. So to enter both giveaways, the links are in the description. Just head over there, fill out the forms, and the winners will be announced the 6th of February for of Metal and Magic's, and the 26th of February for my own. Anyway, enough of that. Time to head on to something that we've referred to quite a bit on this podcast, but haven't quite tackled in detail, and that is conflict. And to be honest, it's a bit of a crime that we haven't done more when it comes to conflict, given how important it is to storytelling. And we're going to explore what exactly conflict is, its relationship with other elements of storytelling, and also we're going to finish with a short story exercise which is all based on everything that we're going to discuss. And we're going to keep it short, we're going to keep it simple. I'm just going to give you the very core details of what you need to know. Conflict. Now, conflict is, when you think about it, a truly curious thing. It's one of life's many contradictions, because when we think about our own lives in reality, we do all we can to avoid conflict. We'll walk the long way around to avoid certain people or certain places. We'll just bury our head in the sand and wish it all away. But when it comes to entertainment and reading and fiction generally, watching television, types of films, we seek things riddled with conflict. And the reality is, a story lacking in conflict is boring. If a character has no obstacles to overcome on their quest to achieve the goal, you can pretty much guarantee that readers are going to get bored. So we want to read dramatic stories about sword fights, car chases, space battles. Conflict is the glue that binds a reader's hands to the book. It keeps them burning through pages to see what's going to happen next. And as writers, it's up to us to concoct some seriously sticky glue. So from your experiences as writers, you may have had feedback from people in the past and they may have said something like, it's a little bit flat, I didn't really see where the story was going, things like that. You can pretty much guess that what they're trying to say is that the story lacked some kind of conflict, a hook, the glue that kept them wanting to read to find out what it is. So when we talk about conflict, let's break it down. So it is really quite simple. Conflict is anything that hampers, prevents, or stops your main character from achieving their goal. As we know from talking with characters in the past, and as you probably know from general sort of storytelling information about characters, all characters need to have some kind of objective, some kind of goal that they're working towards in the story. And conflict, essentially, is all of the obstacles in their path to achieving that goal. As that character progresses through the story, they either overcome the obstacle or they fail. Things get worse. So conflicts don't have to be significant or physical like another character, or in its plainest form, a giant wall stopping you, the character, from getting to the other side. Conflicts can be small internal things. They can be internal voices of fear telling your protagonist not to act. That's a conflict. A great army defending the city within which your hero's family are being held captive, that is a grander example of a more physical obstacle, a conflict that has to be overcome. And adding conflict into a story isn't that tricky to do. All you have to do is ask yourself something like this: how can I prevent my characters from achieving their goals in this scene or in the overall story? And in our short story exercise, we're going to look at a way that we can practice this. And I think you'll find it really useful. But before we do that, we just wanted to go over an example, a really good example, one we're probably all very familiar with, and that's Lord of the Rings. Just a snippet of Lord of the Rings, but I think it's something that we'll definitely all be familiar with. So we're going to start from the point at which the Fellowship is formed at Rivendell. So from that point onwards, the gang sets off, crossing over mountains and all that jazz. Along the way, watchers of the film, we're going to go by the film, because it's more of a visual sort of way of explaining things. There's a scene in which a murder of crows, as the collective noun is, flies over the Fellowship as they're all having something to eat, that Saruman's eyes and ears spies. That in itself is a minor conflict. First, they have to hide to get out of sight. So it's, again, it's a negative experience as well, because it forces them to move in a different direction because they know that they're being watched. So they take a more risky route over the mountains. Saruman knows this. And next we have Saruman taking down the mountain, or trying to, which again forces the Fellowship to take a different route through the mines of Moria. Before they get into the mines of Moria, they have to fight this giant squid, another source of conflict. And then once they get in Moria, they realize the place is riddled with goblins and the Balrog. So again, lots more conflict. Obviously, things take another dire turn inside Moria. If you haven't seen or read the book, I won't mention what happens. And you can see, if you can visualize this, all these different points we've just mentioned, if you could imagine that on a graph, which is something, again, we'll come to later, each time one of these incidents happen, things get worse, and the graph will keep going further and further down until it reaches its low point, and things can only get better from there onwards. So that's a pretty good example, I think, of conflicts within a story. But there's something that we need to consider as well, something very important when we look at these obstacles, and that is the relationship conflict has with characterization and crafting characters. Because, as you probably know, characters generally don't stay the same in stories. I mean, there may be certain types of stories where we've got, like, let's say it's like super men, super women kind of characters, like James Bond. You know, they have to save the day, and they never ever fail to do so. So we're talking more about characters who sort of, like, as an example, like the Harry Potter kind of character, who starts as a sort of downtrodden young boy and goes on to become a great wizard, I suppose. Yeah, so that's That's the kind of character we're looking for. So along Harry Potter's path, let's stick with the Harry Potter example. He has to overcome many obstacles. And when he overcomes them obstacles, he grows as an individual. He learns new skills. He might meet new people to help him along his path. And eventually, over all of those challenges that he overcomes, helps him become the person he eventually is. And when we think about what an obstacle is, this is something that is preventing our character from achieving their goal, their motivation, their objective, what they want to get more than anything else in the world. So the experience of facing that problem, I mean, that may tap into their deepest fears. This has the potential to change them as people fundamentally. It may change them for the good, or it may change them for the worse, but the point is that they change. So when it comes to deciding the types of conflicts that you want to include in your story and what you want to give your characters to overcome, it's really important to think about the impact that it could have on them as characters and as people. So, for example, a lot of fantasy, it's generally the medieval times of that era. The warfare is absolutely brutal. Just imagine hacking someone to death with a sword or an axe, just horrific. Them experiences on a character, I mean, imagine your protagonist has to fight for their lives and they kill another person. How is that going to impact their conscience, their sense of morality down the line? Is that going to sort of scar them? So each sort of conflict and the struggle to overcome that conflict, that all has a reaction, and it's really important to bear that in mind when it comes to plotting the growth of your characters as well as the plot of your story as well. So in a nutshell, that is conflict, and this is what today has been designed as, to just give you the core basics of conflict. It's by no means a detailed account of what conflict is. I mean, there are entire chapters that devoted to the whole thing, the subject, on in many writing books, and probably whole books dedicated to it. So I always recommend you go off and learn a bit more. If you do want to read more, I do have a full guide dedicated to conflict, which you can read on my website. I've included the link in the description below. But to help reinforce what we've discussed today, I just wanted to introduce something new to the podcast, which is a little short story writing exercise, but I'm going to turn it into a bit of a competition as well. So for new listeners, you may not be aware that this podcast is associated with Of Metal and Magic Publishing. So what we're going to do for this exercise is the winner of anyone who chooses to submit the story to us, the winner is going to get published on the website, and they're also going to receive a bunch of free books. So just before we get into what the actual task, the deadline to enter is Friday the 26th of February. You've got to send your submission to ofmetalandmagicpublishing@gmail.com, and we're going to announce the winner in early March. So here's the task. I want you to create a character, and I want you to give them an objective. Now, I want you to draw a small horizontal line on a piece of paper on the left-hand side. And then on the right-hand side, directly opposite, I want you to draw another little line. They represent the beginning on the left and the end on the right of your story. The space in between is your plot and your space to create, chart the conflict of your story. And as we've discussed, these points are also the locations where your character will grow as individuals. So whenever our character encounters a conflict on this chart, we want to highlight that plot point by drawing a small circle. You can label it as well, just to tell you what it is. I think that helps. And then judging on the outcome of that conflict, if it's a positive outcome, the line that we draw from that circle goes up. If it's a negative outcome, the line goes down. And whenever we, or whenever our character encounters an obstacle, we just do the same thing and we chart the positive or the negative growth. And sometimes it can be highs and sometimes it can be lows. So if we go back to our Lord of the Rings example, after the Mines of Moria, the Fellowship makes it to the Forest of Lothlorien, and that is seen as a bit of a sanctuary. It's a safe space. They're able to rest. They get looked after by the elves and Galadriel. So on a chart like this, where terrible things have happened so far, there would have been a downward line on our conflict chart. At this point, the line may have gone up a little bit because they've had a positive experience in Lothlorien. And having this visual overview of the progression of the story in terms of the conflict and also the character development, I think it's so, so helpful. It's something I do now for every story, and it just helps me see that there's no flat part of the story. There's always something exciting happening just to keep the reader hooked. So don't forget, this is going to be up until Friday the 26th of February. Just send your submissions to ofmetalandmagicpublishing@gmail.com. Good prize, get published on our website, promote you on this blog as well, and we'll give you some free books. So it's a bit of fun as well, and hopefully you're going to learn something new. So yeah, thanks very much for listening, everybody. We're going to be back in a few weeks' time with part two of our fantasy weapons and armor series. So thanks very much for listening, everybody. And don't forget, if you enjoyed this, please like and subscribe and tell people about this podcast. We very much love the fact that everyone is enjoying this, and we just want to reach more people. So thanks very much, and we'll speak to you soon.